Brother Malcolm's smiling now. I don't know if he was smiling when Johnny called him up, but anyway. Well, I know. I know. He couldn't really mistake one for the other, you know. So, anyway, yes, it is good to see the young people taking part and studying the Word of God. It always thrills me to see them doing that. I was reminded while we were singing in the choir, and I was supposed to tell Brother John, but I didn't do it until the last minute, so he said for me to do it. Also to remember to pray for Christine, which is expecting to have surgery tomorrow, and the will of the Lord, so we can keep her in our prayers as well. Trust that everything will go well. Well, tonight, what I'm going to talk to us about really came out of the Sunday school, the thought anyway, last Sunday, as Ross was doing the birthday stickers, passing out all of the birthday stickers. I think he had quite a job Sunday. We had quite a few. Gets a little bit confusing sometimes, but the children, most of the children like to participate in that. They like to put the stickers on the various individuals because they always have a chance to come back. And we have a box there on the table with some gifts in it. And it's their opportunity or privilege after they put the stickers on, you know, to come and take one of those gifts. And that's what I want to speak about tonight. A gift. And I'm sure that most of us will realize and will say as we go along that the gift that we're going to talk about for just a little bit tonight was the greatest gift that was ever given to this world. Okay, so that's what I want us to keep in mind. Now, I don't know if you've ever watched children at Christmas time, especially if you've got grandchildren, that it always, I get a kick and a thrill out of it sometimes, and I'm sure that you do as well, as you sit down and watch them open their gifts. Many times, they'll open up a package and it's a nice looking shirt, we'll think, and that's thrown over on the side. Or they'll get a nice pair of pants, throw it over on the side. It's just like it's garbage, you know, that's not worth anything. And then all of a sudden, they open up this box and it's a Wii or something like these. Whoa, and you get all excited and the entire countenance, everything about it or about them really changes because it's something that they really want. Now, having said that, if you've got your Bibles, I want us to open them tonight to Matthew. Very familiar passage. I'm just going to read three verses there. I'm going to read the first verse and then verse 10 and 11. If you've got your Bibles, Matthew chapter 2 and the first verse and verse 10. And verse 11. Now after this, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And I'll read the second verse saying, where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And then verse 10. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, or their gifts, they presented him with gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So just for a little bit tonight, I want to talk about the gift, the greatest gift, and then some real good gifts, too, that was given. The greatest gift, as I said already, was the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave him to us, and there in the first verse, it's telling us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And now these kings are coming. They realize that this great gift has been born, and they're coming, and with them, they're bringing very valuable gifts. And I was thinking about them, and I'm just going to give just some brief comments about what these gifts really were. and what they meant, or some of the things that I gleaned for myself, some thoughts that I got, and maybe you've got many more and can add a lot on to it. But these are just a few thoughts that came to my mind. And the first one of the gifts we're going to look at or talk about was gold. Gold was then and still is today very valuable. It was precious. And the Bible says that the street of heaven is going to be paved with it. And it's crystal. It's shone. It was beautiful. It's very valuable. And gold was often used in the Bible for money as a means of paying for purchasing things. And it was also used for covering things, overlaying things. If you remember, the Ark of the Covenant was overlaid in gold, pure gold. And many parts of the temple had gold all through it. So it was very valuable, and it was very pure and very precious. That made me think a little bit about the Lord Jesus. He was pure too. And he was holy. And he was perfect. And regardless of what some may say, he was sinless. He could not have sinned. There was no choice there. I listened to some guy not too long ago that was saying that he was glad to know somebody, that Jesus was his Savior, and that he could have sinned, but he chose not to. But he was so far from the truth, he don't know where or any ground. He didn't have any ground to stand on. He couldn't sin. He was pure. He was the only Son of God. And so he was sinless. And, you know, I thought about his precious blood that was shed. And you're going to hear this said quite a few times, as I mentioned some of the other gifts as well. His precious blood was shed, young people, on the cross of Calvary. And I'll tell you what, it was the best covering that me and you have ever had. Because his blood covered our sins. And he paid the debt, as we've just been singing tonight. He paid the debt through the shedding of his precious blood that was shed for me and you, and it will cleanse each and every person here or anywhere throughout the world. It will cleanse them. It will cover their sins if they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And then the next gift was frankincense. Now, this word comes from, I was reading in Mr. Vine's dictionary, it comes from a verb, means to be white, pure white. And you got frankincense by cutting into the bark of the incense tree. And when you did that, this sap or whatever would come out. And they got the frankincense, or they made frankincense from that. And I read that it was used, and it was true because I read it in other parts of the Bible, and I'm sure you have as well. It was used for a fumigation. It was used to make things smell better. The priests used it many times, often, when they would make sacrifices to the Lord. It was used on the offerings to make it smell, to have a good smell. And it was also used as a perfume. It was very sweet, and it was very costly. So it was a rich gift that was given to the best gift. God said in Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, and this is a well-known verse quoted many times in Sunday school, that though your sins would be as scarlet, they could be what? White as snow. And it kind of, just caught my mind. As we were saying, that frankincense, the verb of it was something that was to be white. It was pure. And though your sins be as scarlet, says they would be white as snow, and they would have to take. Now, this is how a similar way it was done with this. They would have to take, make the incision into the bark of the tree, and that resin would flow out so that they would be able to make the frankincense. Now, do you know anything else that incisions was made into? Young people, something that incisions was made into and something flowed from out of those incisions as well? Somebody saying it easy. You can say it loud. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. They pierced his hands. They pierced his feet. They pierced his side. Incisions were made. And they weren't just nice little cuts either. They were nails that were nailed into his hands and his feet. And the spear pierced into his side so that blood, once again, might be shed. So that it would be a covering. And that it would be able to cleanse us from all our sins. And we would be able to be washed. What? White as snow. That's right. And the third thing was myrrh. Another very costly gift. And it was came similarly as what the frankincense did. It came from a gum resin from out of a shrubby tree. And it was very bitter. Very bitter to the taste. And you know, they also used it as an antiseptic. It was used to cleanse and to wash wounds. And it was also used so that it would be able to deaden or to kill pain. And it was used as a perfume as well. And I thought about, as I read that in the dictionary there of the bitterness, I thought about the Lord Jesus Christ once again. When he was in a special place in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Bible says that he cried out to the Father, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Because he knew that the contents of that cup was going to be very bitter. And he knew that he would have to drink it so that you and I would be able to have eternal life and be able to be set free from our sins. And he drank that bitter cup. And I'm glad that he did, because without it, none of us would be able to be gathered here tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then also, while he was on the cross, he asked for something to drink. And they wanted to give him something, the Bible says, that they called gall. And it was mixed. It was mixed with myrrh. But the Lord wouldn't drink it. He wouldn't drink it because he knew that if he drank that, it probably would kill or ease the pain that he was going through. And he was willing to bear it all. Every piece of it. All of the agony. All of the pain. All of his Father's mighty hand being outpoured upon him. He was willing to bear it for you and for me. Now, I want a young fella, somebody to come up here and give me a hand. But if you come up, you got to be willing to talk to me. All right? I got something in my pocket, and I want to give it to somebody. Fact is, $5 can't buy much today, but anyway. Anybody want to come? Come on, Kason, you want to come up? Have we got this thing on? I don't even know how to turn it on. Press the bottom. This is a new one. Light comes on?
Yeah.
There we go. Now, Kason, my boy, would you like to have it?
Yes, sir.
You'd like to have it. Well, why would you like to have this? You have any reason why you'd like to have the $5?
Because it's valuable.
Oh, that value, it's got some value to it, right? That's true. It's valuable. So because you think it's valuable, I'm going to give it to you. That's all I wanted you to say. Thank you. You can sit down. Now, I know Jody's got a lot more than that, but anyway, that'll just add to what he's got. Valuable. He thinks it's valuable. And in some way it is, because he could probably purchase something that he may want to buy tomorrow with it. So he thinks it's valuable. And money is valuable. But I'll tell you something that is a whole lot more valuable than money. And this is the thing that always puzzles me. One of the best gifts that has ever been given, so many people don't want to take it. And they still yet haven't took it. You know? When you really stop to think about it, a lot of us, if you're here tonight, and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're basically treating Him just the same way that I said our children treat some of the gifts that are given to them. You know, like I said, children will open up certain items, and it may be worth a lot, but bam, they throw it aside because it's something that they really don't want and they're not interested in. Well, are you doing that with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because, you know, He is valuable. He's the best gift that you could ever have. He's worth more than a $30 million yacht that may go up the creek tomorrow, because that yacht may sink and go down in the bottom of the ocean and she'll lose all of her value. But the Lord Jesus Christ is offering something to you and to me that money cannot buy, and it can have a value placed upon it, because the Bible says that one person's soul is worth more than the price of this old world. So I ask question tonight, and you have to answer this for yourself. If you haven't accepted Him as your Savior, are you just tossing Him aside like you do some garbage or maybe something that you don't really care for? Are you going to do that again tonight? Because you have to make that choice. If you're here and you don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then that's the choice that you're making. You're making the choice to just discard Him and put Him aside. And that's a terrible thing. Because you know something, young people? He may come back. It may be tonight. I can't tell you when He's coming because none of us know that time. But we believe it's imminent and we believe He's coming soon. And to be cast aside the greatest gift that has ever been given to men, it'll be an awful thing, because you're gonna have to give an account, and you're gonna have to give an answer to God or to Jesus Christ Himself why you didn't take Him, why you rejected Him. And to die without Christ, I don't have to tell you that, because you've been taught that as young people from the day that you came into Sunday school in your parents' house. You've been taught the Word of God, and you know to die without Christ is to go to a lost eternity. And you say, well, Grayling, you're giving the gospel tonight. Well, this was a burden that was I had from when Brother Barron asked me to speak. And then Sunday morning, as Ross, this was taking place in the Sunday school, it came to me, you know, that we often just, we get gifts and we don't appreciate them. We toss them aside because we think that it's not to our liking. And I said, you know, that's exactly what the world is doing with the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave us the best gift, the greatest gift. And a lot of people really don't want it. You say they are words, but it's the truth. There's no other way to say it. You don't want it. You're rejecting it. And I trust if you've been doing that you'll change your minds tonight and you will accept and receive that great gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a hymn that we sing Sunday mornings to the worship service, to the breaking of bread, that has always thrilled me and many times has brought many a tear down my cheek. Of all the gifts Thy love bestows, Thou giver of all good, not heaven itself a richer knows than the Redeemer's blood. And it was shed for me and for you. And to just discard that, God will never let anybody slide by. I guarantee you, if you pass it by, you'll pay the price for that. I'm going to ask you to sing that. And it's enough people in here that knows just that first verse to sing it along with me.
Of all the gifts Thy love bestows, Thou giver of all good, not am itself a richer knows than the
Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ and for Him being willing to be made that sacrifice for us at Calvary. And we realize afresh tonight that there are still many that have never accepted that wonderful gift and are still tossing it aside. And it is our prayer tonight, Lord Jesus, if there be one here that has never yet accepted You and taken that wonderful gift, that they will do it before they pillow their heads tonight. thank you again for all you've done for us, and part us now with your blessing as we give you thanks in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.